He's three lengths in front of Onset Eldy is, and running on to Wrinkler, but it's all Savar. He's been pretty much faultless as he gets down to the 100. He's four lengths in front. Eldy is coming back at Onset in a good battle, and Mazaz running on with to Wrinkler, but Savar in a trot. Won it by six length. The leader is Historic on the fence. On the flat, he's a bit superior. Power of Words can't get to him. Historic in front of Power of Words, and Historic comes away from his stablemate, and Power of Words can't pick up Historic. Historic beat him three quarters. Once were lost.
Riding or training, Steve Pateman can do it all, and he joins me this morning on Racing Pulse. Well done, Steve. Another great day at the office.
Thank you. Yeah, but special day, that's for sure.
What do you get more enjoyment, more satisfaction out of? Riding or training winners?
Training's a lot, way more nerve-wracking, that's for sure. So I suppose the training, yeah, well, you know, Jess, my wife, does all the work as well, so it's, it was great yesterday, that's for sure.
Now, why didn't you ride it yourself?
The rules are, if I got multiple runners, I can't ride one of our own horses, so.
Oh, I didn't realise that. I just thought it was you didn't want to get in trouble by Jess if you made it.
Yeah, well, that too. Yeah.
Historic was a great win too. He looks like a horse of the future. How much more upside do you think he's got?
Yeah, look, he's a beautiful jumper. He was the second ever jumper we bought, and so we've had him for 3 years, and Look, he's going to go to Casterton where he's won before next start. Should be hard to beat there, especially with Aaron Mitchell's claim again. And I'd love to run him in the Great Eastern next year. So that'd be his top goal.
And just a word on Aaron Mitchell. We saw he hit the headlines at Warrnambool this year, former Karrakatta Plate winning jockey over in the West, making the transition to jumps riding. What do you think about Aaron and his future and the depth of jumps riding here? We seem to have some great jumps jockeys at the moment.
Yeah, look, he's a beautiful rider. He rates them very well. And it's good to have a fellow West Australian riding for us.
How many horses are you actually training now, Steve?
We've got 12 of our own in work at the moment. And a few of those are flat horses, the rest are jumpers.
What's your ideal number, would you like? Is that about as busy as you want to be, or do you want to fill up the stable even more?
12 is a good number. We had 25 at one stage, and it was just too many. So we've got a really nice team at the moment. We're like all of them are racing well, and we're just happy with that number for now. When I stop riding, we'd like to have more numbers.
Are you thinking about when you stop riding, are you, Steve?
No. Definitely not. No. A good few years left in me. When I said that, you probably thought I was thinking, but no. Just saying, it's a bit hard to have more than 12 and riding, I think, you know. Jess is there doing so much to help, so that helps, but I just think 12 is a good number, for sure.
And the horse you rode to victory yesterday for the famous Lafferty family, Peter Lafferty, that would have given you a big thrill as well. Savar certainly was impressive as well.
Yeah, it was great thrill. Lovely people from Warrnambool, friend of Jess's family's in Warrnambool. And, he's a nice horse. He's got a big future. He's only four. He's got a lot of scope. So hopefully we can win a big one on him.
How difficult was the decision to make to ride Saunter Boy in the Grand National where you had an unbelievable group of horses to choose from?
Yeah, look, he's not that difficult. His last two hurdle starts were really dominant, and his flat run in between have been brilliant, and he goes good at Sandown. But, the other two, they'll be queued up behind him, that's for sure. Will John and Norway. Be hard to beat.
How many nationals? Is it going for five this weekend, is it?
Yep.
And that would be a history-making five. I don't think any jockey's ridden five national winners before as well. So it could be a remarkable day for you on the weekend. And just a word on the team of Kieran Maher, Dave Houston. I know Declan Maher plays such an important role with that. The strength of the horses that they've got at the moment. Have you seen a greater group of jumpers in your time? From one start?
No, there's some really, really nice horses, and so even makes next season exciting, you know. So, and Declan's doing such a great job managing them all. So, very, very powerful team, that's for sure.
You've ridden for so many great jumps trainers in your career. Do you take a little bit of what they are doing with your own training techniques?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Always asking Kieran and Patrick and Eric Musgrove questions, and yeah, definitely all the time. Forever interesting what they have to say. Great advice, all of them.
Well, it's going to be a big build-up to the National. It's going to be one of the most memorable Nationals in recent years with the caliber of horses that we all get to see. Well done again over the weekend, Steve, and we'll chat to you throughout the week in the build-up.
Thank you. Cheers.
Steve Pateman, after a big day yesterday at Sale. We'll talk more about the upcoming Grand National with Matty Stewart and Mick Sharkey. The promotion, we've got a lot of clear air this week. We should be really pumping up what is going to be a phenomenal Grand National as well. Quick break, Alana Kelly on the other side, and then we'll also, before we get to 9 o'clock and the verdict, head up north and have a chat to Kyle Wilson-Taylor. It's a story you won't want to miss.